Drama bin drama, Arab drama, ole drama, zote pamoja.
Aya Buddha, story ndio hii. So, actually this is a story about me being stuck with two sisters. I don't know if they're sisters or my cousins, but kitu ka hiyo.
Drama bin drama, Arab drama, ole drama, zote pamoja.
So, this happened way back in 2016. I was fresh from dropping out of one campus and thinking of getting into another, so I'm just at home. I met this chick, Achanda Mwita L1. This is a pretty long story, so I hope you have the time to listen to it. So I met this chick, I'll call her L1 because I don't want her name to be anywhere. So, L1, she's alikuwa pretty, she's short, she's light skin. Alafu akona zile lips ukiziangalia tu manze, you want to kiss them. Sijui kama umepata wale mademu wenye lips zao tu manze zinakuanga tu inviting, eh? So I met her and kamkatia and stuff. One thing led to another. This chick, I ended up thinking I bumped her up because in the end it turned out it wasn't mine. So time alikuwa na ball, mimi hapo. She left, we were in Kitale at that time, so she left. She went to Eldoret to stay with her cousin because of the pregnancy. That's kitu hapo, April hapo sasa. And we met in Jan, actually. So, at that time, is it 2016 or 2015? Yes, 2016. So, at that time, vile alienda kwa kazini yake, she met another cousin. Walikuwa wamepoteana since they were kids. I'll call her L2, because also her name starts with an L. So, just fucking happened that she met her. And then, ile ujenga ya dem kutaka kuintroduce kwa watu wake, he's like, yeah, I got this boy, she's bragging about me, she's, you know, akapeana CV mzuri. Eh, sisi yake naye ni kama, kuzi yake naye ni kama akapenda hiyo CV, eh? So, anytime we used to be angry at each other, the cousin would step in. Cool my tempers. Until at some point, L1 realized that, okay, anytime she could make me angry, she could also pretend to be her cousin. So, it ended up looking like the cousin was more mature than the chick I'm dating. And I think a place, okay, at the point of it, I learned that, okay, while she was pregnant, she actually ended up cheating on me. Your story kanda kuleta, we broke up a little bit. So, while me, I'm nursing my wounds, the cousin just tells me out of the blues one day, hi, I'm in Kitale. And you remember she used to be the one who could, like, calm me down when we were at loggerheads with L1. So I'll do just let you, I'm in Kitale. Okay. So I've been chatting, we've already made friends. I know about her and she knows about me, kidogo. I'm like, okay, I can make it to town. Let me come and say hi to you, at least I get to see you. Buda manze, na land tao. Alafu, ile location umempea kitu kwaza naangalia. Niko like, naambia mabeste zangu, manze hiyo haga inezafanya ni hate kuona ungeus nadai kuona. Cause hii haga manze wacha niende niikatie. Nikifika tu hapo hivyo. Remember me, I don't know her face. She knows my face. I don't know her face. I'm like, hi, you look very pretty. And then she's like, how did you know it was me? I'm like, what the fuck? You mean it's you I'm looking for?
Really, nigga?
And she's like, yeah, it's me. I'm L, whatever. I'm like, okay, that's nice. It's nice to finally meet you. But, man, the ass. Actually, for me, when I went there, I'd planned to just like, okay, acha tu ikai, kwe like, eh? Nimjue tu. Eh, but man, that ass, eh? Mimi nilirogwa na matako, Jeff. Kuna haja nikudanganye. So we went, actually, one thing led to the other. Before the night ended, I was taking her to take the next shuttle back home. I ended up kissing her in the matatu. And then we started chatting. Ile ujinga, you see, yeah, she was just fresh from high school. So she used to send me songs. And anakutumia zile songs za kukatia.
Oh my God! Wow!
Eh, na mimi nikaona ngeosa kwa idha, eh? Kama kumbe munchu nae ilikuwa inafanya, nikawa kwa idha. Eh, mimi ni nani? Nikarusha ndoana. I ended up screwing her too. So I'm screwing her, knowing very well her sister has my kid, huh? And she's like 6 months pregnant at that time. So I'm like, yo, your sister can't know about this. Yeah, actually, she was like, okay, I won't tell her. But it seems like the screwing was so good. One day she just decided, okay, she's the sister is in Eldoret. They think she's at her parents' place, but she's come to my place. So one day she's just at my place, and I'm checking my phone. I'm seeing L1 texting, and she's like, when are you going to tell me you're screwing my cousin? I look at this chick, I'm like, who the hell told your cousin I'm screwing you? And she's like, I told her today. So that's where the problem actually begins. Because for me, I knew, like, this is the end of it. Ungeosa meniwacha. Tukakosana kiasi. We didn't talk for a while. And then when she was like 3-4 weeks to delivery, she came back to Kitale, of course. And I had to go see her. Yeah? Despite the problem. So when I'm going to see her, L2 had just left the previous day before this one comes. So I go to see her, and you know the first thing she tells me? It's like, yo, I know my sister thinks she won and she took you from me, but trust me, I'm going to make her feel even better than she made me feel.
I told you that bitch crazy.
So me, I'm just there thinking like, these chicks should be angry at me actually. But in the sense, she's not angry at me. Yeah, kwapo, thinking of how she's angry at her sister for taking me. I laugh, instead of me being the person they are fighting, I'm being the person causing them to fight without even actually causing them to fight. So I end up screwing this one. And she takes a photo of us in bed and sends it to L2 just to make her feel bad. And then to make it worse, a day or two before this one's about to deliver, L2 calls and she's like, yo, I'm pregnant. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I was like, hey, how long are you? And then she was like, okay, it's like a week or two, I guess. So man, at that time, I'm already having one kid. I don't know how I can figure out taking care of this one. I ended up terminating the other one. So, see, Udema kabaki na zile feelings, ako heartbroken, nini, because she feels like I chose her sister's kid over her and stuff. I think that's when things started becoming even more toxic at that time. So you feel like actually doing this, we should part ways. But for me, I know we should part ways because penye hii relationship imefikia, I've made you both pregnant and I've made one of you terminate it. And you guys are still running after me. So it became like a carousel. Like, L1 leaves, L2 comes. And they're all there, determined to make sure one of them wins. They're like, we're going to screw the hell out of you until the day you choose one of us. And for me, I know pretty sure I can't choose one of them over the other. And the funny thing is that every time I could tell one of them I love them, deep down I knew I'd mean it. And I could go and tell the other one the same thing, and deep down I feel like I mean it.
I said, wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
And that's when you start realizing, like, no, something is wrong here. You can't, it's like, it feels like I can't have one without the other. And they're so determined that none of them is going to concede. So we just have to screw. It just happened. So that was in 2016, approaching 2017. Then in May, I got relief. I left Kitale, I went back to college, and I kind of closed the deal on them. Except, you know, L1, we had the kid and I had to take care of stuff and such until I managed to send the kid to Italy to stay with my aunt. So that time, I feel like this is over. I'm like, okay, I'm screwing other chicks right now, and I'm trying to make it clear to the rest of them that this is over. But those chicks were so determined, to the point that L1, she actually got another dude, and this dude had money.
Hey, y'all, come look at this.
My friend, me, I'm a broke nigga. But this dude had money. So one day he came over to Kitale just for a week and she was like, can I invite you over for coffee? I was like, okay. When she invites me over for coffee, the dude calls and then she's like, okay, I'm actually, the dude was a former schoolmate of mine. And she tells the dude, I'm having coffee with the boy, so and so. And then the dude was like, okay, come over. So I went, I met the dude. He bought me, the dude had a restaurant. So he's like, okay, what can I get you? Like, yeah, I can just take a beer and stuff. So we're having a beer courtesy of this dude. And he's over, he's a chef. He's trying to prepare something for us because, you know, a friend of his girlfriend and he seems to be so into that chick. So I'm like, yeah, Elvan, I think you... Hey, uliangukia hapa. And he's like, niliangukia hapa. Me, I want to fuck you tonight. I don't care what this dude thinks. Like, what the hell? So I thought maybe it's just a joke or something. One Guinness down, two Guinness, third Guinness, she's having Tasca. See that the dude was having also a Tasca. So I'm like, okay, let's just keep drinking. So the dude goes over to check for if the meal is ready or to let you out to serve you. This chick just leans over and kisses me. Hey! And if you remember, after the saying that this chick had kissable lips, eh? Alikuwa nazo. Na ako, hey! Like, it's just something you couldn't resist. They were so succulent, man. So, it just happens. Eh? And I managed to restrain her before the dude could catch us. But I go around thinking, like, this is the end of it. And maybe she won't make another approach because the dude is around. When you're still having drinks, I kind of took tantrums. And that bitch is like the queen of tantrums. She can throw tantrums over nothing and she'll make it something. So kidogo, she just starts like, yeah, I can't have issues, no boy. Yeah, why did this chick text you last time and stuff? Yeah? Why did she do it at night? Why did you text me this way? I'm like, okay, this is a lover's code. Let me not get into it. Without me knowing, she just trying to look for an excuse to make this dude not to go to sleep at a place so she could go sleep at my place. So kidogo, Amir was like, okay, hey guys, excuse me, I have to go. I've left, I've gone to my place. It's nearly 2 a.m. in the morning, I get a call. I'm outside your gate. So I'm like, hey, what are you doing outside my gate? I'm like, I told you I'm fucking you tonight. We ended up screwing. And I tried to avoid it like another time. So to make it, because I didn't want the nigga to know. So I was like, you don't want to screw me because you don't want the nigga I'm dating to know. I was like, yes, okay. The chick went ahead and told the nigga, I screwed her and they screwed her good, eh?
Why?
So, she made sure the nigga knew, so I couldn't have an excuse not to screw her. I was like, okay, sour. Meanwhile, L2 over here, we've been talking and chatting, and she's like, here, I have a boyfriend, he just traveled, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, hey, that's good for you, at least you moved on. Then one day she just goes and she's like, yo, you know what? The boyfriend they told you was imaginary. I was just trying to make you feel bad because I still want you. I'm like, fuck. Yani, I'm struggling with your cousin over here. You over here, you're still having thoughts about me. Like, what the hell is this? And trust me, up to date, let me just cut the long story short. It's so toxic to the extent that one of them has never actually dated after me. The other one can't even stay in a relationship because of me. And me over here, I've moved on. But I've moved on in a sense that they always find a way to hold me back. I don't know how I can explain it even better. It's just a complicated long story that I should have told you in person. So